Hi, my name is Judy McComb. I'm thankful to be here today and be given this opportunity to talk to all of you. Some of you know me very well, and some of you really don't know much about me. I'd like to tell you what I think is the most significant thing about me, which turns out to be more about the most significant truth about our Creator God. I grew up in Southern California with my dad and mom and two older sisters and two younger brothers. We all went together to a church that was diligent to teach us the Bible, God's Word. I also remember lots of music at that little church, and I love music. But the most important thing I remember and am thankful for is how we were taught from the Bible. My parents and friends and family at that church taught me the gospel, or the good news, that God loves me so much that he sent his son to pay the penalty in my place for sins that I committed. 1 John 4:10 says, "In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation," which just means the substitute that satisfies for our sins. This is the good news, God sending his substitute to pay the penalty for my guilt. I learned that I could never be able to be in the presence of holy God because of the sinful condition in my heart and life. I memorized lots of Bible verses as I grew up. These verses in the book of Romans helped me understand why I need the Savior who paid my penalty. Romans 3:10 through 12 says, "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that seek after God." Romans 3:23 says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 says, "The wages or the penalty of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ." I could understand that these verses from God's word described me. I was always trying to do good and be good, but I was coming up short. My brothers and sisters always called me the goody good because I always tried to do the right thing or the good thing, but I knew I was not really so good inside. I knew, and God knew the sin that was in my heart. I could hide it from others, but not from God. When you grow up in this kind of Bible teaching church, it's easy to just keep telling yourself these gospel facts, that Jesus Christ died on the cross in my place to pay the penalty for my sin, so don't worry about it. Romans 5:6 says, "When we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." Romans 5:8 says that God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. One summer during my high school years, when I was at church camp, I was talking with my cabin counselor, Charlotte, who was from our church. She knew me very well and asked me if I had ever asked God to forgive my sin and change my heart so that he could be my personal Savior and Lord. I prayed along with her that night and simply asked God to rescue me from my hopeless, feeble attempts to be good on my own. I humbly asked God to be my Lord and give me a new heart that could follow him. It was so simple, and I knew that God had changed me just because I asked in faith, trusting him. That was many years ago, and I have been in God's loving grace ever since. I love that word grace. Grace is unearned favor, unearned and undeserved. It's not a feeling, but a fact. I married a wonderful man who has also been transformed by the saving grace of Jesus. We raised four children who are now adults. They have expanded our family with their spouses and six very cherished grandchildren. I love being their mom and grandma. It's no easy task to raise children, and there were some challenging circumstances along the journey. Jesus has lovingly allowed tough circumstances in these many years, always for a purpose, to help me see my continued need of him and his unfailing provision for me. This is what is significant about my life. This is the significant truth about our Creator God. 1 John 4:10, in this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation, the substitute that satisfies for our sins. Romans 1:16 says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone that believes. This same gospel good news that I learned and believe is for everyone. 1 Timothy 1:15 says, this is a completely truthful and faithful statement and worthy to be fully accepted, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am foremost of all. I'm here today to share this good news with anyone who will listen, because it is life-saving information that everyone should hear. Maybe you've heard it before, maybe this is the first time you've heard it. Maybe this is the day that you can see your own need for Jesus who died in your place. If you want to have Jesus give you a new heart and fill you with his everlasting love, it's really simple. Just talk to God in prayer and he's always listening. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love them that love me, and those who seek me early will find me. I would love to pray with you or talk with you more about this if you would like to do that, because I think it's the most important thing that you would ever do.